I guess I'll be giving my testimony about what has gone on in my life in regards to God and all that, which is kind of cool because when Pastor Greg asked me to talk when he was away, it really lines up nicely. The topics, God's plan for you, which is what you're going through, that lines up really nicely with kind of my life story and all that sort of stuff, which is, you know, kind of cool how God works that sort of stuff out. But I, as a person, I very much like to know the plan. I like to know all aspects of the plan before I am about to do anything. Even if the plan isn't so great, I would say, I really would like to know it. That way I can maybe mentally prepare or something in that nature. And I guess I grew up in a family that was very focused on the plan in general, which isn't necessarily always a bad thing. But I guess in moderation, it's probably better. I guess all of the studies that we did were very focused on the future, not necessarily in the present. Like in Revelations, it talks a lot about how, like the end times and the tribulation and all that sort of stuff, which is, I think, super interesting stuff. We, I guess, focused on that sort of stuff and preparing for it, which isn't like a bad thing, I don't think. We're like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen the show Doomsday Preppers. It's like a TV show. It's weird. We weren't like that, but we were like a tier down from it, which was just a very surreal, I guess, experience coming out of that afterwards. I'm not saying that planning, I guess, in general is bad. Just there's the way I view it. There's this line of faith and planning. Because if you know the entire plan, why would you need any faith? But if you if you only have faith and you have no idea what the plan is, then where exactly are you going? So there's this line of knowing kind of what God wants you to do and having faith in it at the same time, because there's that, like, happy middle, I guess, which is kind of something that in my life I've been trying to balance for a long time, which I'm getting there. But, I have a ways to go, I would say. So growing up, we were always, I guess, part of the plan. We were always, focused on the plan without giving God any reason or any room to work and protect us from the things that we were actually planning from. I was, growing up, the whole planning thing, that was obviously a big part of my life, but I was told it wasn't something that I should talk to others about, just because I guess we would maybe seem crazy, which probably maybe rightly so. But always, I guess, bothered me, which is kind of, I think, a cool metaphor for the Christian walk in general, because the Bible, that's like, that's our plan, or whatever. This is not staying on. I'm just gonna, yeah. Yeah, so the Bible is basically, it's the plan for all of our lives, obviously. And the goal is to tell others about it, because I guess the way I look at it sometimes is we all have the same problem in life. We all have one big problem, and that one big problem is when we die, we're all gonna be set forth in front of a judge, a perfect God who would judge us for our actions, and there's no way that we can ever measure up, so we all have this big problem that every single one of us face, whether you believe in that or not. And the cool thing is Jesus fixes the big problem in our life. Like, after that, it's kind of all just, not semantics, but it's all just, yeah, it's not as hard after that, which I think is really cool. If you have a huge problem in your life and you have something that'll fix it, it only makes sense that you'd want to share that with other people, which I guess is an obvious statement, but for me, at least, it seems kind of, I don't know, it makes everything seem a little bit, makes much more sense to me. So yeah, I would say that that's kind of a rabbit trail. But when I was in 8th, 9th, and 10th grade, I actually, moving forward through my life, through all that sort of stuff, I actually went to Watermark. This is where I came from here, internship, which was kind of cool, because that was definitely a very big safe haven for me, and continues to be, honestly. I'm very thankful for all that has happened there. I'm sure you can tell from just being around me and stuff, but I'm like a more of a quiet person, more introverted, which, I've trying to learn to balance that, because if you're at camp, you kind of have to be a little bit crazy. So I'm you know, working on balancing that and all that stuff. So growing up, it was all, yeah, that was a big thing. But I would say that on October 21st, 2016, everything kind of shifted a little bit from the plan a little bit more into faith, which I think that God speaks to us in small whispers and continues to, and if we don't get it, he kind of just whacks us in the head a little bit if you're not getting it, which I think kind of happened to me in a roundabout way. I was 20 years old at a high school. I was going to a community college in Virginia Beach, and one night, it was October 21st, 2016, and I came home to my dad with with our neighbor, actually. They were together, and it was like it was a weird thing because I, of course, grew up in a Christian home that I thought, and I had very high opinions of my parents and my father, and it was all like a very, it was a weird wake-up call, one that I wasn't expecting, yeah, it was just a really weird thing, and I can specifically remember a big thought going through my mind throughout the entire ordeal is, like, this isn't part of the plan. This isn't something that was supposed to happen. This isn't something that I had planned for, even though planning had been something we had been doing in our entire life. So it was, for me, a big paradigm shift, I guess, as to what is important and kind of that balancing between faith and the plan, as like I talked about before. But yeah, so it was, I'm sure you guys are familiar with Paul when he was on the road to Damascus, and he got blinded by God, and it was like he had to go to Ananias to get the fish scales off, which that was kind of how it was for me after seeing all that, because there was all this stuff that had been happening in my life, which I just taken that was normal. A lot of weird like emotional and verbal abuse and all that sort of stuff, which I just viewed as normal. But then looking back, it was like maybe that wasn't such a great thing. But I guess that moment was kind of like where I started to maybe understand a little bit more what was going on. So after that, I moved to California, actually, which is like almost as far away as you can get. From here in the United States anyway, with my mom for a little bit, and was kind of just, I would say, running a little bit just from God in general and obviously my father. Yeah, I was definitely a bit, I would say at the very least, apathetic towards the whole God thing, and when my plan didn't really coincide with his, it wasn't necessarily something that I was super interested in pursuing for a while, because I like, at the very least, knowing the plan, as I said before. So it's been a bit of a journey getting back to that, which I think I'm still in the process of. I came to Watermark's camp pretty soon after that happened, which Travis and Angie, the owners of that camp, have been very very gracious and very helping me through work through all that sort of stuff. But yeah, it's been a journey, and I think going back to the verse that I spoke about, 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, about how we're supposed to boast in our weaknesses. I forget who said it, but there's this pastor who said, "Your mess becomes your message," which, you know, our strength and our weaknesses both move towards how we can relate to other people, our experiences. And so I believe it's Romans 8:28 that says, "For God works all things together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose," which is an easy thing to say, but a lot easier to actually understand, which I'm not saying that I fully do. But using strengths and weaknesses to relate to people in a way that maybe other people can't, because we're all different people, we all have different experiences, and you guys can relate to people in a way I never can, and vice versa. So we can use that to our benefit in reaching other people, which I think is, I guess, the point of living here, because if we if we weren't supposed to reach other people, I feel like we would just get, like, zapped up to heaven when we became Christians, because, like, what would be the point besides that? So it's, at least for me, it was a big epiphany, kind of learning that I could use what had happened and what is happening through my life to reach other people, which kind of is the plan, I guess, at least for me, going back to what God's plan is for you. It says in Jeremiah 29:11, which I think is like your main verse for this series, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future," which, I mean, again, seems pretty straightforward, but I guess when you actually apply it to real life, it becomes a little bit more difficult to swallow, at least for me, which is has been a big thing. I'm very grateful for you guys and being able to be here, because this has been a really cool experience. Thank you for letting me share, I guess. Yeah, that's all I got. Maybe I can close this in prayer or something. Yes. Dear Lord, I thank you very much for you, and very much for the plan that you have given us, the plan that you know that is best for us, even if we don't quite understand it ourselves. And I pray that through this word that you've given us and how you speak to us, that we will always be making movements towards that and never veer away from what it is you've called us from. Amen. Yeah.